From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. In Washington, Greek authorities say at least 28 migrants are dead today, drowned off the coast of Greece after their boat capsized. Scores more are rescued from the southeastern Aegean Sea as would-be asylum seekers continue struggling to reach Europe. Meantime, German police say more than 12,000 refugees flooded into the southern hub city of Munich on Saturday, with more pouring in today. Weekend rallies across Europe show deep divisions over the escalating refugee crisis, while in New York, activists and protesters demand the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility in the crisis. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
A spokesman for South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, says the leader will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure success of the ceasefire agreement in that country. Both the government and rebels have traded accusations about who is responsible for violations of the accord. Security forces in Turkey say at least three police officers are dead in the southeastern part of the country in fighting between police and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near a police checkpoint outside the town of Cernak. Security forces pursued the suspects by helicopter, killing two as they fled. This is VOA News. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem today, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Fighting broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier barricaded themselves inside the mosque and threw rocks and flares at police. The Israeli authorities used tear gas and stun grenades on Palestinian youths. Jordan, which has custodial rights over the mosque, condemned the Israeli raid, accusing the Jewish state of provocations and attempts to change the status quo of one of the most holy sites in the Mideast. Saudi officials are pledging this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead in spite of a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. The head of Saudi's civil defense authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. In Yemen, the exiled government there says it will not participate in UN-brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels, in accordance with the UN resolution, withdraw from territory the rebels captured. Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi said earlier his government would join in talks this week in Oman, but today he says in a statement his government has decided not to take part in any meeting until the militia recognizes Resolution 2216 and agrees to implement it without conditions. The announcement follows a failed number of attempts to get the factions together for peace talks to resolve the conflict in the Arab world's poorest country. Indian police say they're searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives in a warehouse that ignited, killing at least 89 people and injuring 100. Police said Sunday they're looking for Rajendra Kaswa, believed to be on the run. They say he stored gelatin sticks, urea, which is a common fertilizer, and other explosive materials next to a restaurant in Madhya Pradesh state in central India. U.S. Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukrainian crisis will stay in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions, but if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
Nuland speaking there in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev about the known Minsk Accord. At the U.S. Open tournament in New York, Italian Flavia Pennetta defeated countrywoman Roberta Vinci to take the women's title. She then announced her retirement at age 33. The men's final is today. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.